Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Chad Elliott is a singer, songwriter, artist, author, and storyteller. He performs later tonight at the AME Allen Chapel in Yankton as part of the Little White Church Sessions. He recently released his 22nd album, King Pelican, was recorded live with his band, The Redemptions, during a set for the Sun Studio Sessions documentary series featured on PBS. Chad Elliott joins us today from the SDPB Studios in Vermilion for a moment in sound. Hey, Chad, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori. Great to be here. Thank you.
Have you played the Little White Church before? You've played a lot of venues.
Yeah, I have not played there, though. I've had friends, though, that tell me it's great, so I'm looking forward to it.
You shift between, you know, playing solo in an intimate setting like this and having, you know, really close connection with an audience to playing with the band. How does that sort of change the experience for you as an artist?
You know, I cut my teeth more of a solo artist, and so the band thing has been a learning curve, you know. I have a lot of fun with the band. I kind of throw them for a loop, and I had to find the right band members because I'm so used to performing solo that I might change the key of a song that night and never had played it in that key before. And so the band that I are really complimentary to what I already did before for many years. But the intimate setting, I can tell a lot more intimate stories, and I feel like I'm completely exposed for, you know, between me and the audience, it's a really thin, you know, veil. So.
Right, which is something that you do, you know, on your podcast and, you know, as an artist and in your lyrics and as a visual artist, you're, you know, you put a lot of yourself out there. How do people respond to that? I know how I respond to it as a listener, but when you see people in the audience, how do they respond to that personally?
I feel like I'm making friends all over the country that way. Yeah. I feel like they come up and I can tell when somebody's really been touched by a story or a song because they have a serious look on their face like, hey, we're brothers or we're family now. And I love that. That's been the most rewarding part about my music career is I might not have the most playlists or on Spotify or anything like that, you know, but I do have connections that I've made. And I think that I couldn't ask for a better life.
At this point in your career, and you've done, this is your 22nd album, for people who are just discovering you, what a rewarding experience, though, that there's so much there. I mean, like, immediately you say, you know, you look around and like, why have I not known who Chad Elliott was until now? And then there's other people who've been following you for years and are rewarded for that long-term, you know, fan following. It's a relationship that you have with these people that's a little hard to define and get your arms around.
Yes. Yeah. I can only just be grateful for it. I feel like, you know, the stories keep coming. You know, when I first started doing this, I had the same story for a year, and I was like, oh, I'm really leading on the same stories at my shows. I wonder if I'm going to get more. I was kind of naive. And I just, you know, so along the way, I've kind of collected these stories that go along with the songs. And so tonight, you know, it's 20 years of just collecting these things, and I can kind of choose, and it's hard to choose sometimes within, you know, a 2-hour span to kind of go, oh, this is where I'm going with it.
So. For a moment in sound today here, what will you play for us first?
This first one here is called Dirty River Catfish Blues.
Nice.
And it's my 6-year-old son's favorite song.
All right. Here we go.
Bottle of my poetry on that thing you gave me. Got too tired of the same old song. Oh, dirty river, come take me where we're going, I can't see. Once again, I'm falling to your fold. Cause a thirsty man will walk all the way to the sea. That cool, dirty river's holding water for me. I can't sink and I can't swim. Catfish feeding's back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. Mm-hmm. won't ask, I won't tell, I won't risk me catching hell, just so you can bend me to your will. I would like to remind you of a man you once loved, tried and true, and all the holes he left I can't fill. 'Cause a diamond in the rough I am not. I'm more like that big old bottom feeder that you caught. I can't sink and I can't swim, catfish feelings back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. If you lead a man to the kitchen sink, but you can't make him take a drink, if he don't want to help himself, it's kind of like that thirsty horse. You lead him straight to the source, but if he's stubborn as a mule, it don't help. Also, don't work too hard when it's hot outside. That cool, dirty river's all you got sometimes. I can't sink and I can't swim, catfish feelings back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. A diamond in the rough, I am not. I'm more like that big old bottom feeder that you caught. I can't sink and I can't swim, catfish feelings back again. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul. Oh, dirty river, clean my soul.
If you're just tuning in, that's Chad Elliott for today's Moment in Sound. He is playing live in the STPB Vermilion Studios right now. You can find him online at chadelliott.net, and you can see him tonight for the Little White Church sessions at the AME Allen Chapel in Yankton. Wow, that was a great song. I have to agree with your six-year-old. That's pretty hard to beat, right?
Oh, thank you.
He probably hasn't had enough years to hear the whole catalog, though. So
that's right. Yeah. I'm going to have to sit him down.
Exactly. Okay, wait a minute. Tell me about, being a dad, being an artist, being a visual artist, being a storyteller, all the different things that you do. We say the word, Renaissance man, and it, that's not a marketing tool for you. that's like the real definition here of how you live your life. Do those things all, are they different expressions of the same part of you? Or they all feed into each other? Like, how do you look at those combinations? Because you're a stunning visual artist as well.
Oh, thank you. I feel like it's all the same place that's coming from. But I feel like my job is, all this time I've figured out that I just need to stay inspired, as often as I can, and to be creative. And that includes family, and that includes, friendships and everything. But, when it comes to the poetry and the writing and the painting and everything, I feel like I'm just kind of listening to whispers. If I feel like my songs are kind of sounding the same, I just kind of go, I think I need to get away from that. Maybe I'll pick up a pen or a painting and start working on that. And if I find that I've found little cycles throughout the year when I'm better at certain things, like in the summertime, I stay away from writing so much as I just perform all the time. But I do write poetry a lot in the summers, and fall and spring are great painting times. And so I just try and keep up with the cycles. And it took me years to find that, because I didn't want to just pick one of them. And I really held my ground right out of grad school. I said, I'm going to try and stay with all of it, because I really want to just do it all.
Right. And people will convince you that you can't, that you have to focus on one or the other.
Yeah.
But there's some, Woody Guthrie is referenced a lot in your work, and Shel Silverstein mm-hmm. is referenced in your work. And then you do these outdoor murals, which is really public art. And when I think of someone like Woody Guthrie, and I think of the concepts of public art and who is it accessible mm-hmm. and who is art really for, there seems like there's really one story in some ways that you're part of One River.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Yeah, I feel like that the connection, I was in grad school when I decided I have to just leave and do the songwriting thing, because I found that I was kind of targeting towards just gallery receptions and talking, highfalutin art critic stuff. And I thought I'm getting away from who I am as a person and in my roots. I wanted to write songs and make art for everybody. And the fun part is I'm delivering paintings on tours and meeting people along the way, and it's become interwoven together, and it's just I feel pretty grateful for that too.
Right, and those choices affect how you live your life, and how you live your life affects those artistic choices. Tell me a little bit about just walking around, and you mentioned, you know, I wonder if I'm going to get more stories. And, you know, you're not afraid to have a real life experience, which I think, you know, some people still are a little bit. They're afraid to have anything bad happen to them.
Yes.
I don't want to say like bad things have happened to you and you've turned them into art. But hey, bad things have happened to you and you've turned them into art. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I remember I was always kind of on the edge there. As a kid, I used to run away a lot. My mom, you know, laughs at it now because it was really not running away. It was about across town or, you know, and then I'd turn around and get back home. But I used to always think, you know, what's out there? And I'd see, even in my youth, I would see homeless people. And I ended up, you know, being homeless for a short while. And I would really hit bottom, you know, and to hit bottom, and to know that you can still stay inspired, it's kind of like, well, the rest of the life seems pretty easy now. You can kind of, as long as I have these gifts that I've been given and to be able to share those things, I'll be okay no matter what happens. And so it just seems like it's always going to be rich, you know, filled with stories and other people's stories.
Let me ask you about running away, because you tell that story on your podcast and, you know, we make light of it now, but there is something really deep about your desire to run away that has to do with being found as well. And I'm wondering if even as a child you were searching for that connection and that desire to be heard as an artist, and it was manifesting itself and showing up in this, here's my knapsack and you know, I'm never coming back kind of story that you were living out.
I when I used to, you know, plan these getaways, I was thinking of this place in my mind, you know, this place alone. I loved solitude, and I could spend hours alone even as a kid. You know, I had this place in my mind, this meadow underneath these stars, and it was just an imaginary place, but it was a place of solace. And even just going there still to this day, it's kind of a respite from all the craziness, even if it's online stuff, Facebook stuff, or it's just chaos, you know. And so I use that as my grounding almost when creatively, but also spiritually. And I used to also know what my bare essentials are too. As a kid, I used to think, what do I actually need in this world? And I really was kind of always in tune with that.
Right. That's how artists think as little children sometimes. One of the ways, I think,
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, what will you play for us next?
I'm going to do a new one here. This is not recorded yet.
Excellent.
But it's Salt River Psalm. Let me make sure I got it. Okay. I had one line that I was going off of when I wrote this. It was the line that said, she would cry and I would taste salt. And I thought that was enough to start a song off of. So.
Indeed.
When I think back on how it went, all the years that she and I spent, going round and round like in a boxing ring, neither one of us could have foreseen. Oh, she would cry and I'd taste salt, and I'd try to fly when she needed firm ground. Seemed the time wasn't on our side, sweet Adeline, sweet Adeline. Seemed the time wasn't on our side, sweet Adeline, sweet Adeline. Mm-hmm. When the sun falls down and sinks below that ridge of trees, this valley glows. It's beautiful, half dark, half light, just like looking into her eyes. How we lost what we thought won, I'll never quite understand. A river of tears runs away from me, but what's one more pinch of salt to the sea? A river of tears runs away from me, but what's one more pinch of salt to the sea? Stars look on as the cuckoo bird sings his song. It's better to have loved and lost down here, but didn't we burn bright for a moment, dear? Oh, you would cry and I'd taste salt, and I'd try to fly when you needed firm ground. Seeing the time wasn't on our side, sweet Adeline, sweet Adeline. Seeing the time wasn't on our side, sweet Adeline, sweet Adeline.
That is Chad Elliott playing for A Moment in Sound from the STPB Sioux Falls studios. Well, I really love that one. When are you going to record that one? So I
can In March, actually.
In March.
Yep. Heading down to Muscle Shoals, Alabama to play record that one.
All right. So a lot going on there, but I want to talk lyrically because so much of that is incredibly poetic. And when you write poetry, you write song lyrics, some poetry is fit for a song, some is fit for the page. Where do you sort of make some of those distinctions when you get a line? Or it could be visual art. I mean, maybe I can't speak to that, but you could. When something arrives in your notebook, how do you sort of make some of those? What kind of conversation do you have to say, what is this going to be?
Sometimes it'll be, if it comes in a couplet, already rhymed, I usually think, okay, that's a song. And it's kind of categorized that in my mind, but I'll have just these little one-liners and I hold on to them, and I don't know if it's going to be for a poem or not, and it depends on that day, really. If I feel like breaking all the rules, I just go poetry. And
right.
And I don't have to hold into any form, other than I do a lot of free verse poems, and but I feel like they definitely are right on in line. I know a lot of my songwriter friends or poet friends say that you can't cross the two, and I'm like, well, don't tell me I can't, because
right.
I will.
Right. Do they ever become visual representation? I mean, does that ever cross into visual art?
Yes. Yeah. Often. I actually had an art gallery exhibit about 10 years ago that was called Art Song, and they were all lyrical paintings, and I even have all my children's books, obviously, they have their
right.
children's songs, and so I try and blend them. Sometimes it just seems to be like in that season I'll be painting similarly to how I'm writing, and I love to not try and make it happen, but it just happens sometimes, and I love looking back and going, oh, look at that, I didn't even realize I was doing that. So
when you look at children's literature, so much of children's literature is like that, can be lyrical, can be visual, can be poetic. Where do you see that sort of fitting into, because it's not just as a parent that you're interested, I'm guessing, that you're interested in those stories as well, because there's a whole different, we have a river
that.
Metaphor going here today, but there's like a whole different stream that goes off on, but they all connect again.
They do. And the older I get, the longer I do this, it just feels like they more and more connect, and I'm starting to actually reap the benefits of that and understand it a little more. But even as a 5-year-old, I was really inspired by Shel Silverstein and Jim Henson. I was a huge fan of all of that, and I wanted to be a ventriloquist. That was my first occupation, and so the innocence of the stories, and moral tales and things like that. I just love that. And also learning, my grandfather was a theologian and a history professor. So he would always tell me a little bit about the mythology behind it, all these little common stories that everyone knew, like Star Wars. And mm-hmm. and I was just like, oh, wow, okay. It's a bigger world out there. You know?
How old were you when you find out that Chel Silverstein does, songwriting and, you know, Dr. Hook and his own art that is definitely for adults? And, like, when do you get the fuller picture of... Because I'm, like, 17 in San Francisco when I come across a Chel Silverstein book, and I'm like, what? I had no idea that this was part of his catalog.
I was about 15, you know, and I remember being blown away just because I was already kind of a little rebel by then, and I loved it, you know, and I had already decided I'm going to be an artist, and I loved music. I didn't start writing until I was 19, you know, as a songwriter, but I think that definitely had a play in it.
The subversion and the irreverence of his vocal performances. I mean, come on.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right, one more song for us, please, on today's Moment in Sound. What will this one be, please?
You bet. I'll do it. This one here is, let's see. I'll do this called Same Old Way. This one won the Woody Guthrie Song Contest. If I go walking past the town signs, further on down the highway, will there be something waiting for me, or am I fooling myself again? You know I left this all behind long before you came across my mind. Nothing kept me from leaving that day, but that day was nothing like today. I fell on my knees and I prayed the change would spare me, that I could stay, oh, that I could stay the same old way. The times are flying right before me. It's not like before when I was blind. I remember seeing only the colors, the beautiful western skies. But now things are much deeper, that makes the darks much darker. But the lights shine brighter on your beautiful face. I fell on my knees and I prayed the change would spare me, that I could stay, oh, that I could stay the same old way. The colors turn and turn back again. There's always something to believe in. That's not what you're searching for. No, it's something more hidden. Spend your life waiting around. You can find me up and leave this town. That's something just follows you, no matter which road you go down. I fell on my knees and I prayed the change would spare me, that I could stay, oh, that I could stay the same old way. If I go walking past the town signs, further on down the highway, will there be something waiting for me, or am I fooling myself again? You know I left this all behind long before you came across my mind. Nothing kept me from leaving that day, but that day was nothing like today. I fell on my knees and I prayed change would spare me, that I could stay,
Oh, that I could stay. I fell on my knees and I prayed the change would spare me, that I could stay. Oh, that I could stay the same old way.